coming up on episode number 499. Oh, look at this. We're on the cusp of the big 500. The concert's already taken place, but the show needs to be edited and put together for the feed. So while you're waiting for that, how about some of your requests? And we've got some great ones. Covers of Phil Collins, Santana, and Jill Sobel. All this, trivia, and Tina coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville. For a Thursday night, it's August 21st, 2008. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another all-request edition of Coverville. Tonight, playing the music that you've asked me to play. Now, I call it all-request, but I gotta admit, there is one song in here that wasn't requested that I'm playing because I like it. So maybe it's my request. How about that? We'll treat it like my request. We are just coming off of the high that was the Coverville 500 concert. It was amazing. And when Tina's on the show a little bit later, we'll do a little bit of a quick recap. So this show may go a little bit long, but don't worry, we won't make it too long for you. So let's go ahead and get things started. Now, I've been getting requests from a guy named Peter James for a while, and he has been diligent, he's been very polite, and he's been great. And I don't know why I haven't been able to get any of his requests on the show. And he's been very specific about a certain artist named Leni Jabour. And again, I'm not sure why I haven't been able to get any of her music on the show. But I wanted to take care of this. He bought the Coverville DVD set, or actually he made a donation of $30 or more. And so he's getting the free Coverville Archives DVD set. And his complaint was, well, you know, it's going to be a great set of DVDs, but none of my requests are going to be on there. And since this is show 499, it's my opportunity to prove him wrong. Here, with a cover of Santana's Evil Ways, the aforementioned Leni Jabour.
Pour rien, j'y trouverai quelqu'un qui me trouve bien. Lorsque
Brian. It's Mr. Chris, your friendly neighborhood Coverville constable. Last second medical issues have made it impossible for me to make the 500. I am really, really bummed. So, if you could, at your next available Coverville request show, find a suitable or just a fun version of Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here. I don't know. This would make me feel better. Have a great show and a great weekend.
Think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil. Do you think you can tell? And did they get you to train? Heroes for ghosts, hot ashes for trees, hot air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change. Did you exchange a walk on part of the war for a lead role in a cage?
Thank you.
going out to Mr. Chris. I hope the sudden medical issues are not something serious. I hope you're going to be back on your feet in no time. Definitely hope that that you're recovering if you have not already recovered. That is Rasputina with their cover of Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here from their album The Lost and Found. And absolutely an appropriate song for the Coverville 500 concert. Yes, there were a lot of people there, but there were so many that I wish had made it. And Mr. Chris, you're definitely one of them. Scott Johnson, who was also having some medical issues on that day. Leo Laporte, who couldn't make it. A lot of people. Diane in Wisconsin. It would take too long for me to name everybody. Wayne in the UK. It would take too long for me to mention everybody, so I won't. But I do wish you all were here. And, Coverville 1000 is just a few years away, and we should have a contest to decide what country, let alone what city, but what country it should be in. I've got a lot of listeners in Australia and the UK, and it would be fun to do Coverville 1000 there, maybe have a simulcast or something. Who knows? We could do something fun like that. Wish You Were Here by Rasputina. That was also a request by Jim Marino, who also wanted to hear that one. Before that, you heard Evil Ways by Leni Jabor from her Greatest Hits album, which just came out this year. The iTunes version of the Greatest Hits only has a couple songs on it, a cover of Evil Ways and a cover of I Love Rock and Roll by The Arrows, and of course made famous by Joan Jett. So I'm hoping to find a copy of the French version of her Greatest Hits album, which apparently has a lot more music on it. So keep your eyes open for that. And of course that is going out to Peter Janes, who wanted to hear some Leni Jabor on the show. Coverville is sponsored by Bluehost.com. They are the website that Coverville runs on, and they have been ever since its inception. Why? Why have I not changed over to GoDaddy or DreamHost or blah, blah, blah? Because they've been fantastic. Number one, their services are stellar. Their uptime is stellar. I've never had a problem with people not being able to get to my site. The only time is when it was broken by a lack of bandwidth or too much bandwidth, I should say. These days, not a problem at all. You get unlimited bandwidth with your order. You get unlimited hosting space with your order, and you get to host unlimited domains within that space. So if you have multiple domains, why would you want to pay another hosting service multiple charges to host all those domains, right? You can have a dozen domains all hosted within one account. It also comes with 2,500 POP or IMAP email accounts, free site builder, and that does include your domain. Now, the price, I've said it before, I'll say it again, $6.95. Now, whenever people talk about a low price, they seem to always want to compare it to a cup of coffee at Starbucks. Now, in my opinion, Starbucks is way overpriced, so you don't want to compare it to that. But $6.95, I mean, hey, that's like a couple extra value meals from your favorite fast food place or something like that. That's less than half of a retail copy of a CD right now, just a little bit more than half of a full CD on Amazon or iTunes, something like that. So speak in your own vernacular, right? Paint with your own colors. Bluehost.com, use the link on Coverville.com to get there, and they'll throw me a little bit of a kickback, which I can definitely use right now. So please try out Bluehost.com. Hey, we got a message from someone who attended the Coverville 500 concert. Are you there, caller?
Ryan Ibbett, Tim Coyne here. Driving across the desert back to L.A. Just wanted to call in and congratulate you on last night's party. Let's face it, dude, at one point you were just a guy in a basement, right?
I still am a guy in a basement, Tim.
Starting a show. Following his passion, kicking off a podcast. Who would have known, man? 2 years later, all his listeners, a big party last night. It was really great, so congratulations. And in true podcast DIY style, I get there, and who's collecting tickets at the door? Tina. I mean, come on. We couldn't get someone to sit in for her. It's unbelievable. Anyway, you guys were busting your ass. Hope you had a great time as well. Congratulations. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of help, actually, with tickets from friends. Tina, of course. My friends from Colorado here, Kathy and Scott, Mike and Pam, Dave and Carrie, Chris Brown, and then some people from across the country and around the world, Sebastian and Sharon. So many people helping out with this show. Dan Klass, of course, emceeing, but that'll be the next show. You'll get to hear all about that, or actually you'll get to hear a lot of the Coverville 500 show, some of the highlights from Coverville 500. And of course, you know, if you've been paying attention to the site or some of the other websites, then you know that there was a little bit of a dust up between a couple attendees of the show and one of the performers. It looks like the dust is settled. It looks like everything is good now, and everybody is finally peaceful again. And so that is why I wanted to play the following song. This is my own request. It is from a brand new single from the fine folks at American Laundromat Records. It's a two-sided single with two performers. Side two, I don't even know if there's a side one or side two. The other side of the track I'm going to play is by Elk City, and it's a cover of REM's Everybody Hurts. But we're going to flip over to the other side and play the cover of John Lennon's Imagine, done beautifully here by Steve Rizzo.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for
Brian, it's Jimmy. I imagine you're still recovering from Vegas, but at the very end of this week's This American Life, I heard just a snippet of Against All Odds by the Postal Service, and seemed like it might be worth hearing the whole thing. So I thought I'd leave that in your hands. Hope everything went well out in Vegas. I'm sure we'll hear about it momentarily. Thanks a lot. Bye.
How can I just let you walk away? I wish I could just make you turn around. Turn around and see me cry. There's so much I need to say to you. So many reasons why. You're the only one who really knew me at all. So take a look at me now. Oh, there's just an empty space. And there's nothing left here to remind me. Just the memory of your face. Oh, take a look at me now. There's just an empty space. But to wait for you is all I can do. And that's what I've got to face. Oh, take a look at me now. I'll just be standing here. And you coming back to me is against the odds. And that's a chance I've got to face. Take a look at me now.
The Postal Service there with a cover of Against All Odds, Take a Look at Me Now, which was originally done by Phil Collins for the movie Against All Odds. Postal Service known for a song Such Great Heights, which was also very famously covered by Iron and Wine and Ben Folds and Rilo Kiley, for example. Great electronic band and a terrific song there, a terrific cover of Phil Collins Against All Odds. That's going out to Jimmy in D.C., who wanted to hear that one after hearing a snippet of it on NPR. Before that, you heard Imagine, performed by Steve Rizzo. This comes from a brand new single from American Laundromat Records with the flip side of Everybody Hurts by Elk City. Both of them excellent. I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can pick up that dual track. Very, very, very cool. All right, well, Coverville 500 is over. Nothing to do but clean up. And because of that, and because there's still some costs associated with that I'm still kind of recovering from, there is an extension on the DVD offer. So from now until the end of August 30th, I'm going to extend the offer that if you make a donation of $30 or more, you will get the 3-DVD set of the first 500 episodes of Coverville. Those are starting to get wrapped up here this week as I get the first DVDs finished and the second DVDs finished, and of course waiting for the 500th episode to get released before I can do the third disc. But it's really going to be a great collection and some beautiful artwork on there, again, by the amazingly talented Shelby Miller. So make sure you check that out. Also, I'm going to leave the Coverville 500 store open for a little while, at least through September, in case you want to pick up some swag. We still have T-shirts. We still have poker chips. I think all the posters are gone, or at least most of the posters are gone. So we might have a few posters. I'll go and check that before I delete those off the site. But T-shirts, poker chips in plenty supply. So if you do want to pick up a souvenir from the show, you forgot to while you were there, or you weren't able to attend and you want some souvenirs, please do check out the Coverville 500 store for all of that stuff. Let's get to another request. This one comes from New York.
Hi, Brian. This is Ryan from Red Plains, New York. Big fan of the show, both its concept and the way you do it. And I love the Max Vernon version of I Kissed a Girl that you played the other week, even though I'm apparently a shut-in and the only person in the Western Hemisphere that hadn't heard the original. But I was wondering, and would be eternally grateful, if you could find a good cover of the real I Kissed a Girl by Jill Sobule. The whimsical, fun, and any version you have of that, I would really appreciate it. So thanks a lot, and keep up the good work.
Well, Ryan, you are in for a treat, and the rest of you as well. This is a great cover version, and purists are going to say no, it's not a cover. And I will have to agree. It is a co-cover, a re-cover, if you will. The song does, the cover I'm going to play, does feature Jill Sobule, but it does change it up a little bit by the addition of another performer, the late, great Warren Zevon. Now, this is a live version of the song. It is absolutely awesome, and I couldn't wait to find an opportunity to put it into a show. Here's I Kissed a Girl, performed live by Warren Zevon and Jill Sobule.
Such a hairy behemoth, she said. He's dumb as a box of hammers, but he's such a handsome guy. I opened up and told him about Larry, and yesterday how he asked me to marry him. But I haven't given him an answer yet, Jill. I think I can do better.
And we laughed at the world. They can have their diamonds, and we'll have our pearls.
Huh?
I kissed a girl. I kissed a girl. She called Tom to say she'd be late. He said he would, but now he feels safe. I'm glad you're with your girlfriend. Tell her hi for me. Then I looked at you, yeah, guilt in your eyes, but it only lasted a little while. Then I felt your hand above my knee, and we laughed at the world. They can have their diamonds, and we'll have our pearls. I kissed a girl. Well, I kissed a girl, her lips were sweet. She was just like kissing me. Kissed a girl won't change the world, but I'm so glad I kissed a girl. Well, I kissed a girl, her lips were sweet. She was just like kissing me, but better. I kissed a girl. Well, I kissed a girl, won't change the world, but I'm so glad I kissed a girl.
Thanks, Warren Zevon, honorary lesbian.
Hey, Brian. This is Andy calling from Japan. I have a great song I would love for you to play on the show. I heard about this on NPR, so maybe someone else has already told you about it. Ben Soli, a guy from Kentucky, plays a cello, and just not classical. There's some great stuff. He's got an album that just came out last month, and on it there's one cover, Sam Cooke's As Change Is Gonna Come. Great stuff. Love for you to play it. Thanks for the show.
I've lost my pride. The lights in the streets hide the stars from my eyes. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. And it's too hard living, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there, just beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. And I miss my family, my little girl. She is my princess, I'd give her the world. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. I just need some comfort, some kind of belief that this war we're fighting can really bring some peace. There's no rhyme, no reason, no sweet melody. More and more weapons mean less security. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. And I'm trying to find it, some better place. We're having the biggest gun in some kind of race. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know change is gonna come. There have been times I've thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know change is gonna come. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Yes, a change is gonna come.
That is A Change Is Gonna Come, performed by Ben Solee from an EP entitled If You're Gonna Lead My Country. A great cover of the Sam Cooke song. A lot more upbeat than the original, and even a lot more upbeat than the Neville Brothers cover, which is also fairly popular. A Change Is Gonna Come again there by Ben Solee, going out to Andy in Japan. Before that, going out to Ryan in New York, I Kissed a Girl, performed by Warren Zevon with Jill Sobel. The cover of the song by Jill Sobel, so she should be happy that she's going to get both the royalties from ASCAP or BMI or CSAC for that song, as well as getting the airplay. So works out. Everybody wins. I Kissed a Girl, that's a live version, and I don't know if it's available anywhere but online, so you might want to scout around for that one online if you're looking for it. Well, joining me tonight on the other microphone is Tina, the ticket taker from Coverville 500 concert.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Good. So what, good to be, glad to be back here in Colorado?
You know, I am. I was so exhausted that, I mean, I really didn't get much sleep.
No.
And you know I need 8 hours.
You do need your 8 hours.
And it did not happen. And by Sunday, I was just, I was not doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, you were kind of a mess.
I was a mess. I really, really was.
Yeah, but what do you think? How was the show for you?
Well, you know, I hardly really got to enjoy much of it, but what I did was fantastic. I thought Natalie Gelman was just amazing. Mm-hmm. And she was so personable. And I mean, she was everything you'd want her to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
She was just so much more than what I expected. And I think she gained quite a few fans and you know, future listeners.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, prior to that, I'd only heard just one song of hers, and so she got me as a huge fan that night just because she was so amazing.
Oh, I know, exactly. And I mean, Yeah. And I love Dr. Floyd. Mm-hmm. They're great. And Jonathan Coulton was so nice.
He was really nice.
I expected him to be the way he was, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, Chance, he's great.
Yeah. No, he's a cool cat. He's a really cool cat. And you know, it's funny. It's like they were all so personable, like Jonathan Coulton and Chance and mm-hmm. Natalie Gilman. So you could, you know, there were people there saying, hey, could you introduce me to Jonathan Coulton? I'm like, dude, you could just walk right up to him and say hi. I mean, he is like...
You could give him a big bear hug and he'd, you know, take it with flying colors.
That's right. That's right. So, yes, great, a personable bunch of folks there at the Coverville 500. So,
yeah.
And great turnout. I mean, do you have any estimates as to how many people you think made it to the show?
I think it was 650.
Wow.
I mean, we sold 100 tickets at the door.
Right. Right.
And I would say we probably sold about 40 on Friday beforehand at the expo. At the expo,
mm-hmm.
We had a lot of people saying they'd come back, and they did.
Yeah. Well, cool. So
yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, it was a full house, and I'm with you, man. I need to. I was running around so much during the whole concert that I really didn't get a chance to sit back and enjoy the music and watch the show myself. But
yeah.
We've got an audio of it. We've got a video of the first part of it, the first four acts of it. So
yeah.
I'm going to sit down and get a chance to enjoy all of that and then post some of the highlights over the next week on the show.
I know. I mean, I don't know what Dan said. I don't know what you said. I know people were talking, you know, and I every once in a while I'd hear my name and it's like, I don't know what you're saying about me, but I got to take some tickets.
Yeah. So you didn't see me up on stage with Chance and Jonathan Coulton and Natalie Gilman?
I did see you up there, yes.
You did? Okay, good.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yep.
Excellent. All right.
That was fun, yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
But I mean, I missed... It's sad because, I mean, there were a lot of people I really missed mm-hmm. that might have been there, but I just missed seeing them, mm-hmm. you know, like John Chambers.
Right.
I was looking forward to seeing him.
Amber MacArthur from Ned at Night apparently was there. I never got a chance to talk to her. She apparently thinks I was wearing a hat that night, so she doesn't even know what I look like. I think she thinks I was Dan Klass.
Oh, that's really funny.
Which is fine.
Yeah, which it was great to see Dan Klass and hang out with him more than normal.
Absolutely.
And I mean, Tim Coyne came just for the concert. It was so nice to see him, and he always takes pictures in a very interesting way that gets you laughing. But
he totally does. It's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. And Sebastian, I mean, it was nice to meet him. He's, you know, came from the Netherlands.
Right. Len from Jawbone, who recorded the whole thing on video, or at least the first four acts on video. So it was great to see that. So,
yep.
Lenny, thank you. Well, everybody, thank you. And all the Colorado contingent that we brought out there.
Yeah.
My mom and my grandmother. My grandmother got serenaded by Chance, of all things.
Randomly. He didn't even know.
Didn't know it was my grandmother. He came down into the audience, picked a woman, and started singing to her. And it wasn't until people were showing him the photo and saying, you know, that's Brian's grandmother, that he realized what he did. So you can't plan some of this kind of stuff. It was fantastic. So.
Yep.
Great show. Any suggestions, any ideas where you want to do 1,000? We got some time to think about it, but where do you want to do 1,000?
Maybe here so we don't have to stress as much.
You don't want to go to Sydney?
Well, yeah, but I mean, how many people are seriously going to go there?
Yeah, okay.
We can go there another time.
All right. We'll have 850 in Sydney, and then we'll come back here for 1,000. How's that?
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, enough about that. You'll hear excerpts from the show on the very next podcast, number 500. But before we get to that, we got to get through a musically challenged, or in this case, a music list challenge. Let's go ahead and hear what we mean by that.
Hello, Brian, and I assume Tina as well. This is Drew, coming to you from Cleveland, Ohio, the home of rock and roll, with what you might call a musicless challenge. In this game, I'm going to play you audio clips from interviews with well-known musicians. Your task is to identify the person speaking. I think the voices and the comments they're making should make these stars fairly easy to pick out from music whizzes like yourselves. If you get them too easily, I will just have to make it tougher the next time around.
Oh, no.
So, let's begin. These three clips were recorded about 10 years apart, and I'll leave you a pause after each one to consider the possibilities. Here's interview clip number one, which was the most recent.
I had everything that you could possibly want. Money, success, fame, all that. Everything that goes with it. And it coincided with probably the most unhappy time in my life. My relationship with the other guys in the band was distorted, and so I was not happy at all. So I really had to look inside myself and say, where am I happy? It's got nothing to do with money and fame. It has to be something else.
Hmm. I don't want to say. I've got a guess, but I don't want to say until I hear.
What are we doing?
No. You have to identify the singer or the performer from these interviews.
Wow, that's what I was thinking, and okay. I have no clue.
I'm going to throw out a guess, and God, at the very beginning it didn't sound like him, but the more it got into that interview, I'm thinking it was Sting. But let's go ahead and keep going.
I was thinking that or Phil Collins.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah. Okay.
And now for the second clip, recorded about 10 years prior to the one you just heard.
I've never experienced such an amazing sky or an amazing ocean like the feeling of when the sound is coming through and I don't know where it's going and it's totally aligned. It's just right. You know, there's this little silver string that's running off this planet somewhere else, coming down, and it comes down through the little rat head and it's going right through here and right through there and into the ground, and it goes way in, and then it goes through the earth and somewhere else, and there's this cord running, and I just happen to, it's like lightning, and you just happen to get struck by lightning, and yet you're still singing and dancing.
Holy cow, who is that?
I think it's somebody on drugs.
God, that's not, I mean, I know Joni Mitchell had that thing where she talked about the clouds and stuff like that for the song by The Orb.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that didn't sound deep enough voice-wise to be Joni Mitchell.
Huh.
It's definitely an older performer than, like, you know, the young female pop star, the Britney.
I know, like
Annie
Lennox or something.
Well, Annie is British.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I mean every other woman I'm thinking of who would talk like that would say it with a British accent. So
yeah, Belinda Carlisle or
possibly
Tina Weymouth.
Tina Weymouth is a pretty good thought. Yeah, okay, that one I don't know. All right. Whew.
And now for the third and final clip, which was recorded about 10 years before the second one.
You've got 4 out of 5 of the people who were at one time couples. That has created an interesting tension from time to time, and we really had to put all of those kind of feelings, personal things that were going on in one side of the room, and put everything else over here and get on with what we knew was important. And I think that what that does is it creates... A lot of your personal life tends to be a little more exposed, and everyone is a little crazy underneath the surface. I just think we're a bit more exposed than most.
Okay.
I'm not crazy.
I didn't get it, huh? I didn't get it from the voice, although the voice helped once I kind of decided who I thought it was. Any guesses before I say mine?
Yeah, I have two. I was thinking ABBA, but I guess it wouldn't be because of the accent.
Yeah,
Fleetwood Mac.
Uh-huh. Fleetwood Mac is correct. Do you know who that was talking?
No.
That was Lindsey Buckingham. I think it was Lindsey Buckingham.
Okay.
Yeah. Boy, no other thoughts on that second one, though.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see how we did.
So, you think you've got them all identified? Let's find out. The voice you heard in the first clip was that of Gordon Sumner, better known as Sting, musing about
Great
the
job.
mid-1980s breakup of the Police during an interview about the band's recent reunion tour.
A year has passed since I wrote my note. I should have known this right from the start.
The second voice you heard was the incomparable piano chanteuse Tori Amos.
Oh, of course.
This interview
was
conducted while she was working on her 1996 album, Boys for Pele. And the final clip was the voice of Lindsey Buckingham.
Great.
a highly underrated guitarist in my opinion, and one of the driving forces behind Fleetwood Mac, recorded around the release of 1987's Tango in the Night. He was discussing how his former marriage to Stevie Nicks and bassist John McVie's former marriage to Christine McVie had affected the band's career.
Two kinds of people in this world.
Well, that about does it for this Musicless Challenge. If you liked it, there are always more voices to be heard. Keep the covers coming, and I'll talk to you soon.
Wow, I did too. There's another contender to the throne of Best Musically Challenged. I mean, he's really giving Christoph a run for the money in concept and production quality.
Oh yeah,
that was fantastic, Drew. Nice job, absolutely nice job. Absolutely, keep him coming.
Don't make him too much harder, though.
No, that was good. That was mix of, you know, recognizing them from their voice and recognizing them from the things that they were saying. So very cool. All right, well, Tina, thank you so much for joining me for that.
You're welcome.
And thank you for joining me listening to this episode 499 of Coverville. The next episode, of course, the big 500. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com. So the next episode is the Big 500, and after that, I believe I'm going to take about a week off, or a little less than a week off. I'm going to take two shows off. So Coverville 500 will go up Sunday or Monday. And then I'll take Tuesday and Thursday off from the show and come back with another All Request show a week from Sunday and get things back on track for there. So make sure you let me know about any songs you want to hear in the interim. And hopefully the break will give you guys a chance to catch up with all those other older shows that I seem to crank out so quickly to make it to the 500 mark in time for the Las Vegas Spectacular. So that's what we got coming up. Of course, the next episode is 500. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, cachefly.com. Also, if you want to be a sponsor for Coverville, check out coverville.com and click on the Backbeat Media link on the left side. We're always looking for sponsors for the show, and it's a great way to reach a huge audience.